For the past 7 years, North Carolina has been aggressively trying to lure movie and television shows to film in the state. Their bait? Tax dollars. Since the program began, it had been hugely successful, but the Film Incentive Program is controversial. And in Raleigh, there's a movement to change the program or let it sunset at the end of this year. This week, WFAE's Tom Bullock takes a closer look at the incentives program and proposals to change it. His report today looks at how the system works and how much money just one TV show spends in the state.
Standing in front of EUE Screen Gem Studio, there are only two things that remind you you're not in California: a noticeable absence of palm trees and the fact that the airport up the street is not LAX, it's ILM, Wilmington International. The lot is a complex of wardrobe, lighting, and prop warehouses, wood shops, and production office space. The parking lots have surplus Army trucks and Humvees parked next to pickups and Toyota Priuses. And there's a wooden gallows set up near a cluster of trees. All of this is a testament to the power and allure of North Carolina's film incentive, which ranks as one of the most attractive in the country.
We're actually the largest studio outside of Los Angeles.
That's Lane Woods, one of the staff here at the studio. The centerpiece of this lot, 10 giant sound stages, ready to be turned into any set imaginable. Say, the diner from the popular CBS sci-fi drama Under the Dome.
We know that you still got meat in that freezer of yours.
Yeah, and it doesn't belong to either of you.
You don't get it, Rose.
Yeah, we're in a diner right now. It is the Sweetbriar Rose, I believe. Looks exactly like you would expect a diner to look like in real life. The booths even have, like, sparkles in the vinyl, which is pretty cool.
But here's the funny thing. Sound stages are really just big, empty spaces. They resemble airplane hangars more than diners or a sheriff's office or a school. And these sound stages are similar to the many others built across the country. So why is Under the Dome filmed in North Carolina? The same question can be asked about the Fox drama Sleepy Hollow, the four TV pilots that just finished filming here, and the slew of movies ranging from blockbusters like Iron Man 3 to the comedy We're the Millers and the screen adaptation of The Secret Life of Bees. It's all about the money the state pays productions to come here.
I would say it's 100% of the dialogue with the client base in California.
Chris Cooney is the chief operating officer for EUE Screen Gem Studios.
They have so much downward pressure to produce for a price. And if they can't meet that price, the project's not going to go forward, or they're going to be heavily shopping for other states or countries that can offer a deal.
39 states plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico offer some kind of film incentive program. Here's how it works in North Carolina. When a TV show, commercial, film, or documentary spends at least $250,000 shooting in North Carolina, they get 25 cents back for every qualifying dollar they spend in state. This includes salaries for actors and crew and supplies such as Post-it notes and paper clips to lumber, cars, and equipment. There are some limits. No porn, political ads, live sporting events, or award shows qualify for the incentive. And no individual project can receive more than $20 million. North Carolina's film incentive is officially a tax rebate, but the state can lose money on the deal since it's based on overall dollars spent and not tax revenue. For this to be an economic win-win, productions must spend enough money locally to make up the difference and create full-time, well-paying jobs for North Carolinians that generate steady income tax for the state. That's just what the film industry says it does.
I did a number count on our crew right now, and we have 202 locals working on our show and about 8 people from out of town.
That's just the crew for Under the Dome, where Robbie Beck is the head of the props department. He's responsible for finding the random things found on set.
License plates, people's wedding bands, and for stunt pieces, like if you have a stunt with an axe, we supply the rubber axe.
In essence, Beck is a professional hoarder, and if he doesn't have what he needs in his warehouse, he buys or rents it locally, and he has money to spend. An average of $10,000 per episode for Under the Dome, which shoots 13 episodes in a season.
Just my purchases and rentals would be $130,000, roughly. It's probably more than that at the end of the day, because you always go a little over, like you're building a house.
Beck runs just one department, and a relatively small one at that. Add in transportation, set decoration, catering, and more. It all adds up to a lot of buying and renting, and a lot of dollars being spent. In its first season, Under the Dome spent more than $33.4 million qualifying dollars in North Carolina and received an $8.3 million check from the state for doing so. And that's just one of the TV shows being filmed here. Last year, TV shows filming in North Carolina spent more than $180 million statewide, and they received more than $45 million in subsidies. Sounds like a good return on investment, right? Well, it depends on how you run the numbers on jobs, spending, even tourism. That story tomorrow. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.